Joining me now in our studio is Dave Legvold, a local farmer who has a very busy month of August coming up, lined up in front of him. Dave, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
You have a busier August than I do, I'll say that much. We're going to start off by promoting, you have something going on tonight, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes, but you will be giving a couple of presentations at the Minnesota State Fair. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. For several years, I have done a presentation at the State Fair on multiple occasions, and I've usually tried to team up with a couple of my neighbors who are organic farmers. And Ben Doherty of Open Hands Farm and I decided that, you know, we have many more things that are in common that we endeavor to do than we have things that we can argue about.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ben is pretty busy doing some kind of harvesting at this time of the year. And so I thought, I wonder what Sarah Meyer at Wolf Ridge would think about teaming up with an old Norwegian farmer from southern Minnesota. So, Sarah, what do you think about that?
Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, no, I'm honored to be invited to go to the State Fair with Dave. And we're just new acquaintances, so I still have a lot to learn about Legvold Farms, and I think we can learn a lot from one another. So, right there, that's a plus for me. I learn as much from others as I teach students at Wolf Ridge. We're a production and education based farm. And I would say that's 50-50, pretty equal. And it works well. We do a lot of service learning there with kids and adults. And we get vegetables in people's hands. We do taste testing. We play in the dirt a lot.
Now, Sarah, for our listeners out there, yes, this is the same Wolf Ridge, the environmental learning center that a generation of young people have gone to, school-age kids that have gone to learn about different types of environmental, just everything about the environment. And Sarah runs the farming portion of that, the Wolf Ridge Farm. Sarah, let's talk about how you got into this. First of all, how long have you been farming? Is this a lifetime thing for you? And how long have you been at Wolf Ridge?
Well, I've only been at Wolf Ridge. This is my fourth season. It feels like much longer. But I've been, working with nature and food for, 20 years or so. I grew up with gardens, so that was an advantage there. And then I got into conservation. From conservation, I learned that you could actually do this for a living, grow vegetables. And I thought, well, I'm going to try as hard as I can to figure out how to do that. And so I visited some other vegetable farms who were doing well, and basically learned from those farms, and eventually got onto some of those farms and some education-based farms in particular. And that really, really suited me. And so the farm at Wolf Ridge is a pretty good gig. The ELC has been around for 50 years. Holy cats. And the farm is young. We're only about 8 years old. So we're one of the newest enterprises for the Learning Center. But wow, what good timing and what a great fit. We need Mother Earth's resources in order to eat.
And once again, Dave, let's shift things over to you. You've been involved with sustainable farming and responsible stewardship of land for quite some time. Let's talk about the two of you and what your presentation. Have you got over that yet? Have you rehearsed your presentation together yet?
Well, I'm planning on driving up to join Sarah on Friday of this week, and we'll get our dogs barking at that time. But I think what I'm going to do is to try to give a picture of what southern Minnesota commodity agriculture looks like and some of the conservation issues that we need to take a look at. For example, the emission of CO2 from farming operations is considerable, and there are methods of reducing that. And Sarah will talk about what happens up there. I'm hoping she will kind of trace the story of when their farm began up there, because it was just woodland that was cleared. And so to start from ground zero, so to speak, is that's really a strange concept to me. But generally speaking, I try to give a picture of what we do, and Sarah will give a picture of what happens at the Wolf Ridge Farm. But the great difference that people need to understand is that I do not produce food. I produce ingredients, corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you produce some really good stuff.
Yeah, Sarah, let's talk to you about a little bit about the difference between, first of all, the two different areas. Northern Minnesota, probably much different from an agricultural sense than southern Minnesota here. You've been involved with the farm there for about half your life. Has it been, or about half of Wolf Ridge's life, 4 of the 8 years? Is the soil and such conducive, I guess, to vegetable farming more so than commodity crops?
Yeah, it is. You have to work at it a little bit, though. First of all, we only have about a 3-month growing season, so that's our first challenge. But yeah, the soil was suited for, the regrowth of the aspen and the black ash and choke cherry and some of the other berries. And so that's been cleared. If you don't get the roots out of the ground, number one, they're going to resprout, so it's going to want to go back to forest. So we definitely had machinery up here, and we had backhoes taking those roots out so that we could start amending for vegetables. And that, includes doing a little bit of research. And my predecessor got some money from MDA and did some soils research with some different additives, like O-lime being one of them. And we have we heat with wood pellets, and we're also using the ash from our wood pellets after they're burned and adding that to the soil, so raising that pH ever so slightly. It started at about 3.5, I think it was, when we first cleared that land, and we're up to about 6.5 now with the areas that we're growing in. So that's a success, but we definitely are adding lots of compost annually. And that's been, if anyone was to do one thing to enrich their gardens, is find a very good quality certified compost. Organic is best in my mind. That's really been helpful for us.
We're talking with Sarah Meyer now with Wolf Ridge Farm, and also Dave Legvold from Legvold Farms here in Northfield. Let's talk for our listeners out there. Let's talk about the when and where the State Fair presentation will be at. What day? The fair is coming up here very soon.
Indeed. It will be here before we know it. Sarah and I will be presenting at the Eco Experience Building, which is located in the northeast corner of the fairgrounds. It's a large red brick building. The Eco Experience is orchestrated by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and there are numerous exhibits and really cool things to see that have to do with environmental care. So on September 2nd, which is a Friday, we will be doing two presentations, one at 10 a.m. and the other at noon. And in between, there's cooking demonstrations and so on. The venue is very conducive to people coming and going, so our audience is, I guess I would say, transient. But many of them hang around after we're done, and they want to ask questions. So I think Sarah and I will have our work cut out for us after we're done. talking to people, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I could actually talk to you guys for quite a while on this interview. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to do that because we have some other things to talk to you about. Sarah, is there anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, I think a lot of folks, and maybe from Northfield and definitely from the Twin Cities, come up to the North Shore to vacation, and I would just extend an invite to come see the farm because we do have a lot going on that maybe you could transfer or translate to your own gardens. And we do outreach. That's what we do, and we try to get folks interested in growing their own food and making good food choices.
I think a commonality that Sarah and I have is that we're both educators. I'm pleased when people call me a teacher. And Sarah is a teacher by all means. And I've used Wolf Ridge long before it was Wolf Ridge with Northfield students and with Richfield students where I was. And so we're both in the same game of bringing what we do forward to people through education.
All right. Well, Sarah, we look forward to your talk coming up at the State Fair. Once again, that's September the 2nd. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. It's much appreciated, and we wish you continued success at Wolf Ridge.
Thanks so much.
That is, once again, Sarah Meyer from Wolf Ridge Farms. We're talking with Dave Legvold. And Dave, do you have, do you have another, is it just with Sarah, is that the only presentation you're giving at the State Fair, or do you have another one?
No, there's another one that we'll be doing. This one is entitled A View from the Tractor Seat, which focuses a great deal more on Southern Minnesota agriculture, its techniques, its problems, its potential solutions for our shifting climate. And I team up with a young woman that I've known for quite a few years, Miss Malika, who is a Northfield native. Mm-hmm. And her family runs Malika Tiling and Trucking. And so we've known each other for a long time. And I thought, you know, there are invitations to present at Carleton, at St. Olaf, at various churches. And so we've teamed up and have gone on the road. And she's a dandy presenter, having been an ambassador for DJJ Days. So she speaks well, and she has a tremendous amount of practical knowledge. So we will talk about such things as the shifting climate and how do farmers employ drain tile to address the increased precipitation patterns that we're seeing here in southern Minnesota. There's also something that we experienced this summer, which is kind of a flash drought. And the Malika farm is a no-till operation, which keeps the moisture in the soil, as is the Legvold farm. We haven't tilled some fields for almost a quarter of a century.
Oh, wow. That's so what date is that presentation going to be at?
That will be Sunday at the State Fair. And I think we do a noon and a 2 o'clock presentation, and it's just called A View from the Tractor Seat. And we actually have a tractor seat that we can offer audience members to get a taste of what it would be like to ride for 8 hours on a steel tractor seat.
Oh, boy. Hey, you also have something going on tonight, and we want to get to that. Pardon me. Land Stewardship Project has a new report that they're issuing, and they're using your farm as kind of a backdrop for their presentation. And they're going to be quite a bit going on at the Legvold Farm tonight. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Land Stewardship Project has done a listening session with legislators, and that happened at the Peterson Farm a few days ago, and that was an extremely successful event with 40 people able to give their views on what the new farm bill should look like. And tonight at our farm, there will be a, I guess you'd call it a rollout. of what does the land stewardship farm bill program look like? What are we shooting for? And so you will hear things about land accessibility, about conservation, all kinds of things that need to be included in the farm bill, including food assistance. So we'll start at 6 at our farm, and there will be a meal served. There'll be live music. There'll be free access to golden retrievers. Well, there's just all sorts of good stuff. And we'll kind of wind it up a little after 8 o'clock.
And the dogs, with the dogs as well.
Oh, yes.
And for our listeners out there, if you'd like to attend that, that is, you're on 315th?
Yes, 5103 315th Street West.
So you take Highway 3 to 315th and yep. take a left, and it's just straight on down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're practically within sight of the city of Northfield.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dave, best of luck to you tonight. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your obviously very busy schedule. We appreciate that. And we'll talk to you once again soon. Enjoy the fair.
A pleasure to be with you.
Dave Legbold on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.